Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
I can learn from you if I'm too simple to do that. You will continue to grow if you are simple in the eyes of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 9, what does he say? Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of your increase. We're talking about torpedo, a man that God stopped using. Everybody is somebody. Are we listening? I want you to see this message as if it's your message. Everybody is somebody. Everybody has achieved something. Everybody, including the young ones. Maybe there was a time that when everybody wrote a test in your class, you scored the highest. You have achieved something. Everybody here, you have achieved something. But I am saying here, according to the word of God, honor the Lord with your possession. Whatever your achievement is, honor the Lord with it. The money that you have in your pocket today, who gave it to you? Always honor the Lord with your possession. Many of us, the battles of life that we fought and we won, many people went with that battle. Who has helped us so much? The Bible says, if you honor the Lord will continue to elevate you. I'm giving you some secret this morning. Never wake up any day and look at yourself that you are somebody. I'm not asking you to have low self-esteem. Don't get me wrong. You have to be proud of yourself. But never see yourself that you are bigger than God. Never think like what you have is more than God. You are nobody. You are nobody. God has 1,001 of people that can use. He can tap like this and glorify himself. Amen? He said, with the honor the Lord with your possession and with the first fruit of your increase. Some of us are getting pata pata. Means you ravish. Anything you have, you finish it. Even our young ones, the money that comes to you, the day that daddy was happy and he gave you extra change, what did you do with that change? The first thing that comes to your mind is that the next time you go to the store, you're going to buy cookies. You're going to buy your nice thing that you really, that tastes good. But that's very bad. Whatsoever comes to you, always take something out that you're going to give to God out of it. Are we listening? Whatever it is, always take something out. You're going to give it to God. Somebody say, I'm going to give it to God. Honor the Lord with your substance. Anything that you have, always honor the Lord. Make it a practice. Okay? Make it a practice. You will always honor God with your substance. The more you do it, the better your life will become. The more you do it, the better your life will come. The more you do it, the better your life will become. The more you do it, the better your life will become. Say it again. The more I do it, the better my life will become. The more I do it, the better my life has become. Amen. I asked a question when I started. I asked a question. A man that God stopped uses, what are the things that can make God to stop using that man? I have an answer for you. First of all, maybe that man has become successful. You see, there are things that bring people down. Bad things and good things. A temptations can run on somebody and overcome that person. That's why Jesus said we should be praying. Lead us not into temptation. Temptation can bring anybody down. Don't let us window dress it. Which is beyond that person's capacity. Okay? It can bring. But a temptation, bad things cannot bring a person down faster than when a person has become successful. Are you listening? Yes. Amen?
Amen?
Success makes a person fall faster than evil things. Are you listening?
Yes.
Success makes a person fall faster and fall flat. Success makes a person stumble. Amen? Never forget who you were before. People you used to respect, continue to respect them no matter how rich you have become. Alright? People you used to honor, start to continue to honor them. Don't say because you have grown taller than them. The more you humble yourself, the more the Lord will lift you up. The day you stop honoring people that you're supposed to honor, doing good that you have been doing before, the day you stop, you are stopping the blessing. You are stopping the grace. You are stopping the expansion that God has already been added to your life. Never stop the good things you were doing before because you are becoming successful. Amen?
Amen.
The second one, maybe the man that God has stopped using, maybe that man has gotten something that's going on. Somebody said plan B.
Plan B.
The man that God has stopped using, or a woman that God has stopped using, perhaps he has something that's going on now. Don't you see many people that used to be firebrand for God? They go all over places. The whole world is shaking when they preach. But now when they preach, people are sleeping. What's wrong? Perhaps they wake and sleep on burger now. No more fasting. Perhaps there's no more study on the word of God. They are only falling back on old testimony. When I used to pray, the fire used to come down from heaven.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
A man that God has stopped using is someone that's having something that's going on under the table. Always check yourself. Am I still on the right path? Last but not the least, the man that God has stopped using, perhaps he does not know how to manage his sources. I'm not talking about money. Money is nothing compared with what we're talking about. We are all rich and we are not poor. Sources, I mean something that is good, that is an achievement in your life. The devil is a thief. He will steal everything away from you if care is not taken. You must know how to manage your achievement. Whatever you are doing that you are seeing that is coming out nice, always know that the enemy is behind to try to steal it from you. And never give it for the enemy. Amen. Am I talking to somebody? In conclusion this morning, I said before, not all the successful people are bad people. All right? Now, if you don't agree with me, at least we have a good example in the Bible. In Job chapter 1. Let's open to Job as we wrap this up this morning. Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1 verse 1. Let's read. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. Let's talk. They said good things about this man, right? But what was his status? Let's read verse 3. Also, his possession were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household. So that this man was the greatest of all the people of the east. Now let's read verse 1 again. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. You heard that? That means this man was rich, but he did not lose his mind. I hope that you will be one of them. You will become one of those people.
Amen.
Who will not lose your mind no matter what you have become.
Amen.
Amen. This goes to everybody, pastor or no pastor. All right? Some people, they have this little achievement like this. In fact, I can even preach one good message one day, and everybody says, oh, pastor, that message was good. And I start to lose it because of that. Alright? I can have doctor. I can have bishop. I can have pope as my title. And that one start make me to feel like I am even bigger than God himself. Never, never, never let anything run to your head. Separate whatever is happening around you from who you are as a person. You must remain humble, You must remain simple. You must continue to be obedient. In as much you don't see yourself in those things, you will continue to, you won't lose your track.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
You will never lose your track.
Amen.
Always separate yourself from whatever you are becoming like. That I live in America does not make me to be more than my needs. We are still the same. Always put your, separate anything that is happening around you and be yourself, and it will always dwell with you. You know why? Because the Lord will continue, you won't have anything to hold you back. You will continue to increase because you are not seeing those things, you are seeing yourself. The Lord will help you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord will continue to glorify Himself in your life.
Amen.
Whatever you have achieved, it will be the least that you ever witness.
Amen.
Because your greatness shall be great.
Amen.
In the sight of the Lord.
Amen.
And shall be well with you. Please turn out to prayer. I don't think I'm supposed to suggest a prayer point for you. Father, give us a kind of sight that never sees an achievement as if it's ours. Give us the sight that we always see anything happening around us as if it's God that is doing it. Thank you, Jesus. We receive your confidence and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York 11691. Learn more about us at woem.org.